Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us continue to study the verse of our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's continue to study on the service to the Lord from the book of Ezekiel. Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
让我们查看以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
In the morning we have mentioned that Ezekiel at the age of 30, he was called by God to become a prophet.
我们早上提到以西结在年纪30的时候，蒙神召为先知。
At that time, most probably, his hope of serving God as priest was diminished.
那个时候他以祭司的身份，可是实际上他做的事情没有那么的慢慢的在减少。
Yeah, because at the time he was taken into captivity into Babylon.
因为那时候他也被掳到巴比伦。
But yet, without him realizing, at the age of 30, when he was in the Babylon, the Lord God called him to become a prophet.
当他在30岁的时候，神召呼他作为先知。
At the time, he saw this throne chariot.
这个时候他看到这个有宝座的这个战车。
So this tells us about the matters concerning service to the Lord.
在这里是讲到侍奉神的方法。
It tells about the characters or the qualities of a worker.
也代表着一个工人他的品质以及他的特质。
So at the time, Ezekiel, he saw the throne chariot.
这个时候他看到一个宝座的战车。
And we say this throne chariot, it is divided into three parts.
然后这个战车呢,分成三个部分。
So the first part, it tells about the four living creatures.
第一部分是这四活物。
So these four living creatures make up the frame, the shape, the body of the chariot.
所以这四活物呢,形成了这个战车的形状。
So today we are the same.
今天我们也是一样。
Today we are only the tools, we are only the vessels of God.
我们今天是神的器皿。
Today we make up this frame, this form.
我们也必须要有这个形状。
But now we come to the second part.
那我们现在我们看第二部分。Let's
turn to Ezekiel chapter 1.
请看以西结书第一章。From
15 down to 21, it tells us about the wheels.
从15节到20节讲到四个轮子。So
at the time there was this, the body of the chariot.
这边谈到这个战车的本身。Which
tells us about the workers.
也谈到工人。
But now it also tells about the wheels.
这里谈到的轮子。
Let's read verse 15.
我们读第15节。
Now as I look at the living creatures, I saw a wheel upon the earth beside the living creatures.
我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸，脸旁各有一个轮子。
One for each of the four of them.
每一个轮子的每个脸旁边都有一个轮子。
So now the second scene. Ezekiel saw the wheels of the living creatures.
这时候以西结看到这活物的第二个景象。
So these wheels tells us about the wheel of God.
这也是看到一个对神的景象。
The wheel of God. Today we must fulfill the wheel of God.
今天我们必须要做到神的旨意。
This is very important.
非常重要的。
Today we move because it is the will of God.
我们今天有所行动的是因为靠着神的旨意。
So today we must work according to the will of God.
所以我们今天工作呢也是需要靠神的旨意。
Already there, the living creature make up this chariot.
这个四个活物呢组成了这个战车。
But with the chariot alone, it is of no use. With the form, with the structure, it is of no use.
但是战车本身这个结构呢并没有什么用处。
Because it cannot move.
因为他不能行动。
So the second scene, the second vision of, this throne chariot that Ezekiel saw, now he saw the wheels.
所以在第二个意象里面，以西结看到了轮子。
Let's now read verse 16.
看16节。
As for the appearance of the wheels, here says their construction and their appearance was like the gleaming of a crystal light.
轮的形状和颜色好像水苍玉。
Some Bible says it is like the burial or burial, huh? So it tells another stone, but it is blue in color.
这里有些别的版本会提到是一种另外一种宝石，其实本身它的颜色是蓝色的。
So here tells about the color of the views.
这边是讲到这个他看到景象的色彩。
So it is blue in color.
所以这边的颜色呢应该是蓝色。
And of course, we always say blue refers to heavenly.
通常蓝色呢是表示是指关于天国的。
Just like the sky, it is blue in color.
因为天空的本身的色彩就是蓝色。
So therefore, here tells about the heavenly view of God.
这里是指从天空的角度来看神。神的旨意。
And here says, and the four had the same likeness.
他们这四个都有相同的形状。
This is a bit to interpret, difficult to interpret. Here says their construction being as it were a wheel within a wheel.
这边提到他们都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮。
So it tells it can rotate, so it can move. In all direction.
所以这些轮子都可以在用各种朝各种不同方向行走。
Because it is a wheel within a wheel, there's two wheels in the axis, so it can rotate accordingly.
因为它是轮子中间还有轮子在一个用一个轴来贯穿，所以它们因此可以行走。
Then verse 17.
十七节。
When they went in any of their four directions without turning as they went.
轮行走的时候并向四方都能直行并不调转。
So 16 and 17 tell us about the wheel and the movement. Here says they went in any four directions without turning as they went.
这边提到 这几个轮子能向四方直行并不调转。
So when they move, here says they will move in the direction and without turning.
所以这边他们朝这个方向行走呢不会调转。
So what we mean is that when the will of God is manifested,
这里提到如果神的旨意当彰显的时候
，no man is able to hinder,
没有人能阻挡
，because it will move accordingly,
它会因此的而往前
走。So when it moves, it will no longer turn.
当它行走走的时候呢，不会再回头。
Let's turn to an example.
我们看一个例子。
Let's turn to Acts of the Apostles.
我们看《使徒行传》。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
As we know, here tells about the work of the apostles.
这里提到使徒他们的工作。
They went preaching.
他们出去传福音。
But at the time, they faced with persecutions.
但是他们面临了逼迫。
Earlier, the apostles, they were threatened. They were charged not to preach any more in the name of Jesus.
在之前呢，他们被威胁说不可以用耶稣的名来传福音。
But now in the chapter 5,
第五章这边，
here tells us they were arrested, they were put in the prison.
这里讲到他们被捕入监。
So at the time in the chapter 5,
第五章这里，
let us read the counsel of Gamaliel.
这边我们讲到加玛列的策略。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 38 and 39.
看第五章的38 39节。
So at the time this Gamaliel he was a famous rabbi.
加玛列是个有名的老师。
He was a teacher of the law.
他是很有名的律法师。
So in this matter now he gave his advice.
在这个事情上呢，加玛列提出他的劝诫。
Because at the time the Jews they were so angry of the apostles, they were also jealous of the apostles.
这些犹太人呢，非常对这些使徒非常的生气，而且嫉妒。
And they arrested them.
所以因此把这些使徒逮捕。
But now this Gamaliel he made this very important statement.
这里加玛列说出了他这些非常重要的劝诫。
Let us read verse 38.
我们看38节。
So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from this man and let them alone.
现在我劝你们不要管这些人，任凭他们吧。
For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail.
他们所谋的所行的若是出于人，必要败坏。
But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. And he concluded, you might even be found opposing God.
他结论说恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。
So this was a very important statement and a wise statement.
这是非常重要而且非常明智的一个劝诫。
So if this is the plan, if this undertaking is of man, it will fail, but if it is of God, definitely no man can hinder it.
如果这行为出于人呢，必会败坏；出于神呢，没有人能阻挡。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
我们看使徒行传11章。
Chapter 11 here tells us about the report concerning the conversion of the first Gentile, Cornelius and those present.
11章谈到一个外邦人呢信主的过程，他就是哥尼流。
As we know, the Jews they do not associate with the Gentiles.
我们知道犹太人跟外邦人不相往来。
So they cannot be with them. They cannot even eat with them.
他们不相往来，而且呢，不能一起吃饭。
Because they considered the Gentiles, other nations, as unclean.
因为他们认外邦人不洁净。
But yet at the time, by the will of God.
但是呢，出于神的旨意。
Now the grace is and will be opened to the Gentiles.
那神的恩典呢，对外邦人也打开了门。
So after the conversion of Cornelius,
在哥尼流信主之后。
Let's read chapter 11.
我们读十一章。
Peter, at the time, he went back.
彼得他回去了。
And he made a report.
他呢提出了报告。
Then in the verse 2.
在第二节。
So when Peter went to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him.
这个时候彼得上了耶路撒冷，那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩。
So verse 3 saying, why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them?
他说你进入了未受割礼人的家和他们一同吃饭了。
So Peter explained what had happened.
所以彼得就向他们解释发生的事。
So in the conclusion, Peter said this.
所以彼得结论说,
verse 17.
17节,
if then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?
17节说, 神既然给他们恩赐, 像我们信主耶稣基督的时候, 给我们了一样, 我是谁能阻拦神呢?
So Peter made it very clearly, who was I that I should withstand God?
所以彼得这边说得很清楚, 我是谁能拦阻神呢?
It is the will of God.
这个是神的旨意。
So in the end, verse 18.
所以18节,
so when they heard this, they were silenced.
众人听到这话就默然不语。
And they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles, also God has granted repentance unto life.
所以他们说我们就归荣耀给神，而且神也赐跟外邦人叫他们悔改得生命。
So in the work of the Lord,
所以在神的工作里面,
the most important, we must have the wheels.
我们必须要有一个轮子。
So today, we move according to the will of God.
And 然后我们是靠着神的旨意来行动。
Because it is belongs to God, it is heavenly.
因为这是属神属天的。
And when the will of the Lord is made known,
然后神的旨意因而彰显。
When now it begins to move,
然后这个整个物件就开始行动。
It will now not turn,
而且不会调转。
It will continue to move,
它会继续的执行。
So today, no one can stop, no one can hinder the will of God.
所以这里没有人能阻挡神的旨意。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们再看回以西结书第一章
verse 18
18节
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 18
以西结书一章18节
The four wheels had rims and they had spokes and the King James Version says so high that they were dreadful
这里提到这个轮子有轮网高而可畏
So here says the wheel it is very high
这里提到这个轮子呢是非常的高大
Let's turn to Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 55.
我们看以赛亚书55章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书55章。
Let us read verse 8 and 9.
我们读8、9两节。
Isaiah 55, 8 and 9.
以赛亚书55章8、9节。
Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
我的意念非同你们的意念
Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
我的道路非同你们的道路
Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth,
天怎样高过地。
So are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than your thoughts.
我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So definitely the thought of the Lord, the way of the Lord, the will of the Lord, it is so much higher.
所以神的思想，他的还有他的旨意，远远超过我们的。
At times, men, we are not able to comprehend, we may not understand.
但是我们人往往无法去了解。
But the Lord, He has His will, He has His plan.
神有他的旨意跟计划。
Alright, so here tells at the time, the wheels, it has rims, it is very high.
这里叫这个轮子有轮网，而且是非常的高大。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们再看回以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 18, the lower portion.
以西结书一章十八节的后半段。
And their rims were full of eyes round about.
这四个轮网周围满有眼睛。
Because here tells us full of eyes, it tells about the omniscience of God. God knows everything.
这里提到这个轮网上有眼睛，表示神知道万事。
So therefore, His way, His will, His thoughts, it is higher than ours.
所以神的旨意跟道路呢，就比任何人都高。
Let's continue.
让我们继续。
Verse 19.
19节。
And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them.
活物行走，轮也在旁边行走。
And when the living creatures rose from the earth, the wheels rose.
活物从地上升，轮也都上升。
And verse 20 says, wherever the spirit would go, the living creatures, wherever the spirit would go, they went, and the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels.
二十节，灵往哪里去，活物就往哪里去。活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
When those went, this went.
那些行走，这些也行走。
And when those stood, this stood.
那些站住，这些也站住。
And when those rose from the earth, the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels.
那些从地上升，轮也在旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。
So here tells us, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels.
所以这是叫四活物的灵呢，在轮子里。
So that's why it depends on the wheels.
所以完全是超乎在这个轮子。
If the wheel don't move, they cannot move.
所以轮子如果不移动的话，整个东西也不会移动。
But when the wheels move, they will move.
所以轮子移动的话，整个物件都会移动。
And when the wheel stop, then they will stop.
轮子停下来，所有都会停下来。
And here verse 20 says, about the spirit, wherever the spirit would go.
这边提到当灵往哪里去。
Just now we have not studied this. Let's turn to chapter 1.
我们看第一章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
看一章十二节。
And each went straight forward wherever the spirit would go, they went, without turning as they went.
十二节，他们俱各直往前行，灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去。
Here tells about the four living creatures.
这里是这个是指四个活物。
Again, here stresses wherever the spirit would go, they went.
这里指灵往哪里去，他们就往哪里去。
Of course, this one refers to the living creatures.
这也是指这四活物。
Let's turn to Acts.
我们看使徒行传。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传八章。
Acts chapter 8 tells us about the ministry of Philip.
这里讲到腓力的传福音。
At the time, the angel of the Lord spoke to him.
Sorry.
The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip.
这个时候天使神的天使跟腓力说话。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8 verse 26.
我们看使徒行传八章二十六节。
But an angel of the Lord said to Philip, Rise.And go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.
有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去。”
So this was a desert road.
这里是个旷野路。
Because at the time, here tells us there was this Ethiopian eunuch. He was a minister of the Candace, queen of Ethiopia.
这里提到有一位在埃提阿伯的太监是女王甘大基下的总管。
So 29 says, and the spirit said to Philip, go up and join the chariot.
这里29节，圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。
So at the time, Philip, he was sent by the Spirit.
这里腓力奉圣灵的差遣,
he was directed by the Spirit.
他受圣灵的指引,
go up and join the chariot.
去靠近那个车子.
So at the time, thank the Lord, the Ethiopian eunuch, he was converted.
所以这个时候是埃提阿伯的太监婴儿信主.
And of course, 39 tells us,
39节这里说,
and when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught up Philip.
从水里上来主的灵把腓力提取,
this is difficult to understand, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
太监再也见不到腓力,
here also says about the Spirit of the Lord.
这里讲到神的灵,
some says that he was lifted.
有人说呢,
but it's difficult to explain.
但是很难去解释.
But of course, thank God, if I'm not wrong, over in Saba, there is this testimony.
如果我没有记错的话,
at the time, one preacher, he was praying.
有一位传道在祷告.
One moment he was praying here. The other moment after prayer, when he stood up, he found himself in another place.
他祷告的时候是在一个地方, 可是当他结束祷告的时候, 发现自己身在另外一个地方。
Then if I'm not wrong, also there is one testimony concerning our believers, or if I'm not wrong, at the time, truth seekers in Mongolia.
另外还有一个见证就是有一位慕道在蒙古的一位慕道者。
At the time, he wanted to attend the Sabbath day.
那一天他想去守安息日。
But for him to go to the place of worship, he need to cross a river.
但是要去聚会他必须要过一条河。
But at the time, he missed the boat.
但是他误了行船的时间。
So he knelt down and prayed.
所以他只好跪下祷告。
So after prayer, when he stood up, he found himself at the other side.
但是他祷告之后发现自己已经到河的另一边。
So what we're trying to say is that at the time here, the Spirit guided Philip. The Spirit directed Philip.
所以这里提到神的灵,引导腓力。
Because there was the work of the Lord there.
因为那里有神的道。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
我们看使徒行传13章。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传13章。
Here tells about the church in Antioch.
这里讲到安提阿的教会。
Verse 2.
第二节,
while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
在这里圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做他们的工。
So here, Barnabas and Saul, they were sent by the Holy Spirit.
这里巴拿巴和保罗的,
and very clearly here says, for the work to which I have called them.
这里是指说, 去做我招他们所做的工。
Verse 4.
第四节,
so being sent out by the Spirit, they went.
所以他们被圣灵差遣。
So in the Ezekiel, let's turn back to Ezekiel.
让我们再回到以西结书。
At the time, the four living creatures,
这个时候四活物,
here says, each of them, they went forward wherever the Spirit would go, they went.
这个时候当灵往哪里去, 他们也往哪里去。
And again says, without turning as they went.
他们行走的时候并不调转。
So they were directed, they were guided, they were led by the Holy Spirit.
所以他们被圣灵, 指导跟引导。
So concerning the wheels,
所以讲到这个轮子,
here says, wherever the Spirit would go, they went.
所以当灵往哪里去, 他们也往哪里去。
So it is also the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这也是圣灵的指引。
So today in the work, we must be led, we must be guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在做工的时候, 我们必须也要, 接受圣灵的指引。
Of course, when we mention about the will of God,
我们这里提到神的旨意,
we can maybe categorize it into three situations.
我们这里有三个情况可以来说明。
Firstly,
第一个,
we know the will of God.
我们知道神的旨意。
But at the time, we may be weak. We may not be able to fulfill the will of God.
但是有时候我们软弱,
let's look at the example of Jesus.
让我们看耶稣的例子。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John first.
我们看约翰一书, 对不起, 约翰福音,
let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 4.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音四章。
Verse 34.
第三十四节。
Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
So here Jesus mentioned about the will of God and the accomplishment of the work.
这里讲到耶稣讲到神的旨意以及完成他的工作。
So he came to fulfill the will of God.
所以他来呢是因为要完成神的旨意。
To accomplish his work.
而且呢做成他的工。
But of course he said this is his food.
耶稣说这就是他的食物。
Why Jesus used food to mention about the will of God and the work.
这里主耶稣为什么用食物来表示神的旨意跟他的工作呢?
We know that food it is a necessity.
我们知道食物是必需品。
So we cannot go without food.
所以我们不能不靠食物。
So therefore, he tells us the will of God to accomplish his work, it is necessary, it is very important.
这里提到神的旨意以及做成他的工是必须的，而且重要的。
So Jesus came to fulfill the will of God.
所以主耶稣来是为了完成神的旨意。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
我们看约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
Let's read verse 30.
我们看三十节。
Verse 30. I can do nothing on my own authority. As I hear, I judge.And my judgment is just.
我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的。
Because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
So again, Jesus here tells us about the will of God.
这里主耶稣也提到神的旨意。
He says, I can do nothing on my own authority.
这里说我凭着自己呢不能做什么。
So even Jesus, he said this, I can do nothing on my own authority.
这里耶稣说我凭着自己不能做什么。
So he must wait for the direction of God.
所以他必须要等神的指示。
And here says, he seek not his own will, but the will of him who sent him.
这里他说我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 38.
约翰福音六章三十八节。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
这里说我从天降下来不是按自己的意思行，乃是按着差我来者的意思而行。
So definitely to fulfill the will of God.
这里也是只要完成神的旨意。
But of course at the time we know there was a struggle in Jesus.
但是我们知道在耶稣里他自己本身有很多挣扎。
The author of Hebrews specifically tells us Jesus in the day of his flesh.
在希伯来书讲到说当主耶稣在肉身的时候。
So he offered up the prayers with tears.
他哀哭的祷告。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
我们看马太福音二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Verse 37.
37节。
And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
他带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来。
Verse 38. Then he said to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even to death.
于是对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
So he told them, Remain here and watch with me.
所以说，你们在这里等候，和我一同。
So he went further apart and he knelt down and he prayed.
所以他就往前走，然后祷告。
So we know in the prayer, Jesus, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but Thy will be done.
这里耶稣说，父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我意思，只照你的意思。
So definitely, the Lord knows what is the will of the Father.
所以这里我们知道，耶稣知道是父神的旨意。
But the thought of partaking the bitter cup is there.
他也知道必须要领这个苦杯。
So there was a struggle. So he was sorrowful. He was troubled in his heart.
但是这本身是一个挣扎，所以他非常忧伤而难过。
But thank the Lord through prayers, he aligned himself to fulfill the will of the Father.
但是借着祷告呢，他能顺着神的旨意。
So not once.
不止一次。
Not twice.
也不是两次。
But he prayed three times.
他祷告三次。
So Luke tells us at the time the angel came to strengthen him.
所以这个时候天使来坚强他。
So Jesus, he prayed more earnestly.
所以他祷告得更恳切。
To the extent his sweat was like the great drops of blood falling down on the ground.
所以他的汗珠像 血一样掉在地上。
So the first scenario he tells us, we may know what is the will of God, but we may not have the strength to perform the will of God.
所以第一个情形就是我们知道神的旨意，但是我们没有力量去行。
But no matter how, we must pray that we gain strength to fulfill His will.
所以我们祷告的时候能得到力量能去完成。
The second scenario.
第二种情形。
We may not know what is the will of God.
我们有时候不知道神的旨意。
But the Lord, He will lead, He will guide, He will direct us to understand His will.
但是神会指引我们了解他的旨意。
Just likened to the work of the apostles.
就像《使徒行传》里所说的。
Just now we have mentioned concerning the case of Cornelius.
就像我们刚提到的哥尼流。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 10.
我们看《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
At the time, Peter, he was praying.
这时候彼得呢在祷告。
Because it was the hour of prayer.
因为这时候是祷告的时间。
So, at the time, he saw a vision.
这时候他看到异象。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
请看《使徒行传》十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
The next day, as they went on their journey and coming near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray. It was about the sixth hour.
这第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在正午上房顶去祷告。
So verse 11, he saw the heavens open. So he saw a vision.
这时候他看见天开了，有异象。
So he saw a great ship coming with the many unclean animals.
这个时候看到一个大步出来，有很多不洁净的动物。
So he was asked to arise, kill and eat. So it appeared three times the statement.
有三次呢，有个声音像说：“彼得起来，宰了吃。”
Then verse 17.
十七节。
And while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision which he had seen might mean, behold, the men that were sent by Cornelius.Having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood before the gate.
十七节，彼得心里正猜疑之际，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。哥尼流所差来的人已经访问到西门的家，站在门外。
Verse 19.
十九节。
And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him.
这时候，彼得还在思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说。
So at the time, the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter now.
所以这个时候，圣灵向彼得显示了。
So Peter, he was led, he was guided.To understand now the plan, the will of the Lord.
所以这个时候呢，彼得被引导跟带领，走向神的旨意。
So immediately he went.
所以他马上的往下走。
So when he met Cornelius and those present,
and 所以他也会碰到哥尼流跟那些一起差来的人。
Verse 28.
二十八节。
And he said to them, "You yourself know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit any one of the other nation."But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
这个时候他说，你们这犹太人和别国人亲近往来本是不合理的。但是神说呢，我不可以把我洁净的东西呢当作不洁净。
So 29, I went, so when I was sent for, I came without objection.
所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。
So Peter now, through the vision, through the Holy Spirit, he was made known.What is the will of the Lord?
所以看到了异象跟圣灵的指引，所以呢，彼得知道神的旨意。
So it was a very important turning point, the salvation to the Gentiles.
所以呢，对于外邦人接受福音来讲，这是个转捩点。
In the Acts chapter 16,
在使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16,
使徒行传十六章。
It tells about the second missionary journey of Paul.
这是保罗第二个传福音的旅程。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, and having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia.
这里他们经过了弗吕加跟加拉太的地方，但是圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
And when they had came opposite Mysia and attempted to go into Bithynia, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them.
但是到了美西亚的边界，甚至想往比推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
So twice here tell us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, forbid them to speak the word in Asia and in the Bithynia.
所以这里圣灵呢禁止他们往比推尼跟美西亚去传道。
Because the Lord has His will.
因为神有他的意思。
So in the verse 9,
第九节
and a vision appeared to Paul in the night.
这时候夜间有个异象
and a man of Macedonia was standing beseeching him saying come over to Macedonia and help us
这里有个马其顿人求的保罗说请你到马其顿来帮助我们
and then when he had seen the vision immediately we sought to go into Macedonia concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them
所以为了这个异象我们随即要去马其顿认为神召我们传福音给那里的人
So it was the will of the Lord.
所以这个是神的旨意。
So the Lord wants them to go into Macedonia.
所以神希望他们去马其顿。
Then in the chapter 18,
在使徒行传十八
章 when Paul, he was in the Corinth,
这个地方保罗在哥林多。
At the time also, he faced with the opposition. He faced with problems in the work.
这个时候他碰到了一些阻挡跟一些困难。
But in the Chapter 18, verse 9.
在十八章第九节
For the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not be silent.
但是神在夜间中告诉保罗不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
Because the Lord assured him, I am with you, and no one shall attack and to harm you, and for I have many people in this city.
神说有我与你同在，并没有人下手害你，因为在城里我有许多的百姓。
So verse 11, they stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them.
所以保罗在那里住了一年半，将神的道教训他们。
Of course, here tells about visions.
这里也提到了异象。
But visions, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个异象呢，就是神的灵。
Because when the Holy Spirit descended.Peter in Acts chapter 2 quoted the Bible verse in Joel.
又因为圣灵呢，在使徒行传二章呢，告诉约珥书的一些信息。
So telling them that the spirit will be poured down, and of course they will also dream dreams, they will also see visions.
因为那是圣灵要浇灌，人会做异梦，而且看异象。
But what we try to say is that the visions it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个意象呢是圣灵的工作。
But of course today I will not overstress to really see that we see visions.
这里我不会强调说我们要去看到意象。
But of course today in the world we must have a vision.
当然我们必须在远见。对 yeah. 我们在这里必须要我们要自己的远见看法。
So today when we pray in the work.
所以呢我们在工作中祷告。
I may not know what is the will of God.
我们有时候不知道神的旨意。
Kneel down and pray, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
所以我们跪下祷告，求圣灵指引我们。
Ask the Holy Spirit to give us a vision to know now where He wants us to go, what direction, what plan for the work.
让圣灵来告诉我们，我们的方向跟如何去做。
Truly, at times we do not know what is the will of God, how to do the work, where He wants us to go.
有时候我们不知道神的旨意，或是他要我们怎么如何去行。
But if we pray, the Lord will reveal to us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will move us to know now in our mind to have a vision to know what I must do.
所以神呢会借着圣灵呢让我们知道，他的旨意，让我们知道如何去做。
And definitely, He will make manifest. He will show us.
这个时候他也会显现给我们。
If you look at the work of Jesus,
我们看到耶稣的工作。
Just now already we have read Jesus says the Son, by His own He could do nothing.
耶稣说，只靠着自己不能做什么。
Let's turn back to the Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
Verse 30.
第三十节
Jesus says, I can do nothing on my own authority.
这里耶稣说我凭着自己不能做什么
And the lower portion he says, I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
后半段说因为我不求自己的意思只求那差我来者的意思
Now verse 17, let's read.
十七节
But Jesus answered them, my father is working still, and I am working.
耶稣说我父做事直到如今我也做事
Let us read it in another way
在我们用另外方法去读他们
If here says my father is not working still
如果我们反过来说我的父亲如果如今不再做事
What will Jesus say
主耶稣会怎么说
？I will not work.
那我也不工作了。
But because now my Father is working still.
这里耶稣说，我父做事直到如今。
So I am working.
所以我也做事。
Let's read verse 19.
看十九节。
Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord."
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么。
So again, Jesus says, he stressed.The Son can do nothing of His own accord.
所以耶稣强调，只凭着自己实在什么都不能做。
And here He says, but only what He sees the Father doing.
唯有看见父所做的。
For whatever He does, the Son does likewise.
因为父所做的事，子也照样做。
Verse 20.
二十节。
For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all that He Himself is doing.
因为父爱子，将自己所做的一切指给他看。
And greater works than this will he show him that you will marvel.
还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
So Jesus says the Son can do nothing of his own accord.
所以耶稣说，只凭着自己不能做什么。
But only what the Father does, he does likewise.
唯有父做什么，子呢跟着做。
And whatever the Father does, the Father will show it to him.
父所做的事情，父也会指示给子看。
So same with us today.
也今天也如此。
In the work, if the Lord do not show us, we cannot do the work. We do not know what work to do.
如果父没有告诉我们，我们不知道做什么，也不知道如何去做。
Recently, over in West Malaysia, now we are doing a lot of pioneering work among the indigenous people.
在西马来西亚，我们做一些前锋的工作。
And now we feel.It is now the gospel must be preached to all nations.
因为我们知道福音要传遍万国。
True Jesus Church is still a Chinese church. No one can deny. Everybody will say True Jesus Church is a Chinese church.
因为到现在真耶稣教会还是个中国人的教会。
But the will of the Lord is we preach to the nations.
但是神的旨意是要我们传到万民。
So over in Malaysia, thank God, we have already a church, a three-story building, an Indian church.
目前马来西亚有一个三层楼的教会，而且是个印度人的教会。
So around 60 plus believers that Indians.
有六十多位印度的信徒。
But of course, we cannot preach to the Malay.
我们还不能跟马来人传福音。
So we have Chinese believers, we have Indian believers.
所以目前我们有中国人的信徒跟印度信徒。
But now, thank God, the Lord opened the way. The Lord showed us. Now He wants us to preach to the indigenous people.
在这里呢，神告诉我们必须要传给当地马来的人。
How do we know?
我们怎么会知道
？Because we see his works.
因为我们看到他的工作。
Very clearly.
非常的清楚。
Many before baptism, most of them when they study the truth, they pray, receive Holy Spirit.
他们研读真理呢，而且得到圣灵。
In baptism, they see blood. Even those not baptized, friend, they see blood in the water. The indigenous people.
在洗礼的时候呢，受洗人看到血，甚至观礼的人也看到血。
Even one doing Holy Communion, she saw the bread. Now it is flesh.
即使在领圣餐礼的时候，有人看到那个无酵饼变成主耶稣的肉。
So all these are also signs, witnesses to allow them to know they have heard the truth. They are in the true church.
所以这些事情呢，都是在告诉我们这个神呢，在我们这个教会。
Yeah, let them know because they are.Christians from other denominations.
甚至让其他的教派的基督徒也明白。
Because at the time when they came over from the one another denomination.
因为当他们从别的教派过来的时候。
One girl told the pastor, we will now not come to this church, we will go over to True Jesus Church.
有个女孩子说我们要去真耶稣教会，不去别的教会。
She will no longer remain in her own church.
她不再回到原来的教会。
So the pastor was so angry.
所以他原来的牧师非常的愤怒。
The pastor said, "We steal sheep."
I'm sorry.
The pastor accused us of stealing his sheep.
这个原来的教会说你们在偷我们的羊。
Because at the time it was a very small place.
因为那是个原来教会是个很小的地方。
So the pastor on the pulpit warned the believers, "Don't go to True Jesus Church because True Jesus Church preach heresy. They are a cult."
这个时候，一个牧师对着唯一的信徒说：“不准去真耶稣教会，因为他们是传异端。”
So at the time, they were now shaken a bit, not very sure. The indigenous truth seekers, they were now shaken a bit.
所以这些当地的信徒他们都很战惊。
But thank God, they still come over.
但是呢，他们还是过来了。
So when they attended the spiritual meeting,
所以我们在灵恩布道会的时候
，they received Holy Spirit.
他们领受圣灵。
Just as I say, during baptism, we baptized a group of 20 of the indigenous people. One friend who was not baptized, she saw blood.
即使在洗礼的时候，一个在旁观礼的朋友也看到水中变成血。
And I say, during that same spiritual convocation, the Holy Communion, one friend who is an indigenous, not baptized yet.She saw the bread now it is flesh.
即使在领圣餐礼的时候，一位没有领圣餐的朋友也看到无效饼变成肉。
So all these are signs to allow them to understand they have received the truth. They are in the true church.
这些迹象呢，让他们知道他们领受了真理，而且在真教会里头。
But on our part, the Lord is telling us now there is work here. This is His will. Go and preach to these people.
但是神在这边也告诉我们，这是我们该做的工作，要向他们传福音。
So thank God, now in Malaysia, the work among the indigenous people it is the fastest growing work.
所以在马来西亚传给当地马来人的这个传福音，居然成为最快速发展的一个事工。
Because the Lord show us His will, He direct us to His will.
因为神显明他的旨意，而且指引我们关于他的旨意。
So, through His own work now, He will allow us to know this is the work.
所以在这方面，我们知道这是他要我们做的工作。
So this is the second scenario.
所以这是第二个情形。
And thus we may not know, but we must pray, ask the Lord to lead us, ask the Lord to direct us to His will, ask Him to manifest His works.
所以在这边，我们必须用祷告求神指引我们，然后让他的旨意彰显。
Then the third one.
第三个情形。
This is very special.
这是很特殊的情形。
I may have my own plans, my own will.
我有我自己的意志跟想法。
But I entrust it in prayer into the hand of the Lord.
但是呢，我把这些想法跟心意呢，用祷告交在神的手里。
Let's turn to Romans.
我们看罗马书。
Sorry, Acts.
对不起，使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传。
Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
The Chinese Bible cannot see this.
中文圣经可能没有写到这方面。
Acts chapter 19, verse 21.
使徒行传十九章二十一节。
Now after these events, Paul resolved in the spirit to pass through Macedonia, Achaia, and to go to Jerusalem, and saying, after I've been there, I must also see Rome.
二十一节说，保罗呢心里定义经过了马其顿、亚该亚，就往耶路撒冷去。又说，我到了那里以后，也必须往罗马去看看。
So Paul had a plan.
所以保罗自己有他的计划。
Paul had his itinerary.
保罗有自己的行事表。
So the English and the Greek version says Paul resolved in the spirit.
所以在英文跟希腊文里面说，保罗呢心里已经定义了。
Yeah, in the spirit.In the Holy Spirit,
他在圣灵里面而心里做了这个决定。
So he says he will go to Macedonia.
所以他会去马其顿。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 1.
看二十章第一节。
After an uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples and having exhorted them, took leave and departed for Macedonia.
这里是保罗请门徒来劝勉他们，就辞别起行往马其顿去。
So verse 2 says he came to Greece.
这个时候他来到希腊。
So Greece is in Achaia.
这个地方希腊是所谓的亚该亚地区。
Then chapter 20 verse 16.
二十章十六节。
Paul says he was hastening to go to Jerusalem.
这个时候呢，他想赶快到耶路撒冷。
But then he says I must also see Rome.
但是他也说我也要去罗马。
So he planned to go to Rome.
所以他想要去罗马。
But without him realizing Prophet Agabus.Through his action, tell Paul that he will be bound in Jerusalem.
在这之前，雅加布这个先知说他会在耶路撒冷受捆绑。
So means Paul's plan cannot be fulfilled.
那表示保罗他的计划呢，并没无法实现了。
And at the time he wrote to the church in Rome.
这个时候他也向罗马的教会写信。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
We read verse 10.
看一章第十节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 10.
罗马书一章十节。
Asking that somehow by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you.
或者照神的旨意，终能得平坦道路，往你们那里去。
So, Paul had a plan. He resolved in the Holy Spirit.
他在圣灵里面心里定义。
So he asked them to pray. He was also praying.
所以保罗要求别人，还有他自己也都在祷告。
So he was praying, asking somehow, if it is God's will, he may at last now succeed in coming to them.
所以如果是神的旨意的话，他终究还是会去看他们。
Paul also asked them to pray.
保罗也希望罗马信徒为他们祷告。
Listen to Romans chapter 15.
看罗马书15章。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书15章。
Verse 30.
第30节。
Romans 15 verse 30.
罗马书15章30节。
I appeal to you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf.
这里他，我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力，为我祈求神。
That verse 31, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints.
叫我脱离在犹太不顺从的人，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献，可蒙圣徒悦纳。
So at the time he is to go to Jerusalem.
所以那个时候他知道他要去耶路撒冷。
He don't know what will happen to him.
但是他不知道会发生什么事。
So he wrote when he wrote to them, he told them, now I'm going to Jerusalem.
所以这里他跟罗马信徒说他会去耶路撒冷。
But of course he hoped that he will be delivered from the unbelievers.
他也希望从不顺从的犹太人中解救出来。
And 32.
32.
So that my by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company.
这里说，并叫我顺着神的旨意，欢欢喜喜到你们那里，与你们同得安息。
So at the time Paul had a plan.
这个时候保罗有个计划。
His will is to go to Rome.
他的计划就是要去罗马。
He prayed about it.
他为这事祷告。
He asked the church there to pray also about this.
他也希望教会为他祷告。
But without him realizing when he was in Jerusalem, he was bound.
但是他在耶路撒冷，他就却被捆绑。So
means his hope, his will to go to Rome will not be fulfilled.
所以他去罗马计划因而不能实现了。But
yet, let's turn to Acts chapter 23.
我们看使徒行传23章。
Acts chapter 23.
使徒行传23章。
Verse 11.
11节。
Acts chapter 23, verse 11.
使徒行传23章11节。
The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage. For as you have testified about me at Jerusalem, you must bear witness also at Rome."
主对保罗说，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
So the Lord fulfilled, the Lord now allow Paul to go to Rome.
所以神这个时候应允了保罗去罗马。
So concerning the will of the Lord,
所以我们讲到神的旨意,
there are three scenarios.
有三种不同的情况。
The first one, we may know what is the will, but I am weak to perform the will of the Lord.
第一个情况是我们知道神的旨意，但是因为软弱而无法完成。
The second one, I want to do the work, but I don't know what is the will of God.
第二情况是我们要做工，但是不知道神的旨意。
So we must pray, ask the Lord to manifest, ask the Lord to show us His will.
所以我们必须祷告，求神彰显他的旨意。
And thirdly,
第三个,
I may have a wish, I may have a plan, I may have my will, but also put it in prayer and trust it into the hands of the Holy Spirit.
我有自己的计划跟心意，但是呢，我们透过祷告，求神把我们的计划心意交在神的手里。
So see whether our plan is it according to the will of the Lord. Will the Lord fulfill what we wish?
看看神呢会不会我们的旨意，我们的心意会不会符合神的旨意，让他完成。
So in the end, all this it must be through prayers.
所以这些都要借着祷告。
So through prayers, ask the Lord to reveal to us, ask the Lord to guide us, ask the Lord to direct us.
所以借祷告让神彰显他的旨意，并且指引我们。
In Colossians,
看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Paul, he prayed for the church in Colossae.
我们看看保罗为哥罗西教会祷告。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Let's read verse 9.
第九节。
And so from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住地祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
So Paul, he never ceased to pray so that they will be filled with the knowledge of His will, and this is what in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这里保罗不住地为他们祷告, 希望他们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上
So also today let us pray that the Lord allow us to understand, it is through spiritual wisdom and understanding, to know what is His will.
所以我们在这里祷告, 求属灵的智慧, 并且知道他的旨意。
And in the Matthew,
马太福音,
we know the Lord's Prayer.
我们知道主祷文,
at times, how do we pray?
我们该如何祷告呢?
What is the content of our prayer?
我们祷告的内容是什么?
For me, last time,
这上一次我的祷告,
I pray, number one, I pray for myself.
我先替我自己祷告,
Secondly,
第二个,
I pray for my family.
我替我的家庭祷告,
Thirdly,
第三个,
only I pray for church work and the church.
我替教会的事工跟教会祷告,
this is not correct.
这个不正确,
if you look at the Lord's Prayer,
我们如果看主导文,
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
我们在天上父愿人都尊你的名为圣。
What is the first thing?
第一个是什么?
Thy kingdom comes, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们要求第一件事,你的国降临,你的旨意行在地上,如同行在天上。
So in actuality, in our prayer, always pray for church matters first. God's kingdom come, the will of the Lord be done.
所以我们祷告第一件事是求教会的事情,还有神的国以及他的旨意的成全。
Then only our own matters, our family, the rest should be secondary.
那我们自己还有我们的家人呢,应该放在第二位。
Alright, so the Lord says, pray that the kingdom comes, that more churches will be established, and we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the decision is in heaven, but that your will be fulfilled on earth.
所以我们求神的国降临，求更多的教会被建立，然后我们要求神的旨意成全。Yeah,
because the will it is made in heaven.
但是因为神的旨意呢，是在天上就做了决定。And
it is fulfilled on the earth.
而且在地上能成全。And
of course, today His will would be fulfilled to us.
而且他旨意呢，为了我们而成全。Let's
read the last verse.
让我们读最后一个经节。
Let's turn to Philippians.
让我们读腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
腓立比书二章十三节。
For God is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为了成就他的美意。
Yes, so it is God at work in us.
这是神呢在我们心里的运行。Of
course, today we must allow God to work in us.
我们也希望神呢在我们的心里呢能工作。And
here says, both to will, according to His will and according to His good pleasure.
这里是根据他的旨意跟根据他的美意。So
today let us fulfill the will of the Lord.
所以我们在这里要 完成神的旨意。
Let us be those who now pray, and through the guidance of the Lord, we fulfill His will.
在这里我们祷告求神指引，然后完成他的旨意。
May the Lord help us.
求神帮助我们。
Let us pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。